Good morning.
Morning.
What are you looking for?
My hammer.
Why do you keep it in the pickle barrel?
Well, I don't...
Shouldn't you keep it in the hammer barrel?
What's a hammer barrel?
It's like a pickle barrel, but for hammers.
There's no such thing.
Oh, there's a carpenter's having a ball. Are we going to go?
Well,
got it. My bowling trophy. Well, if you folks would like to go, Ralph Monroe left some tickets here. She's chairman of the entertainment committee.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
No, not to me it doesn't. I don't think of...
You'll enjoy it, Mr. Douglas. Well, how'd my portable radio get in here?
What do they do at the ball?
Well, besides dancing, they have nail driving, scaffold raising, barrel rolling, sawhorse racing.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Oliver, why don't we go?
I don't want to go.
I don't remember dropping this in here.
Yeah, well, you...
Well, it didn't hurt it any. Pickle juice preserved it.
Oliver, I think you should buy tickets.
No, I don't want
to. One thing you like, they have a beauty contest.
Oh?
Ralph Monroe came in second last year.
She did? Who won?
A fellow named Homer Jenkins.
A fellow?
Yeah, they had to let the men enter because they didn't have enough pretty girls.
I think we should go, Oliver.
I told you, I don't want to go.
Doggone, a pickle. Wonder how that got in there.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, City Life. Green Acres, we are there. Oliver, why don't we buy tickets?
I told you no. I don't want to go to that stupid ball.
That proves what my father always said. You're a big drag.
I don't care what your father said.
What are we going to do Saturday night?
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to watch a TV special on ecology.
Who is in it?
Tiny Tim.
I like him.
It's a documentary on pollution.
You don't have to watch TV to know how to get polluted.
It's not that kind of pollution.
What other kind do you know?
Lisa, what's happening to our environment is a lot more important than going to a dance.
That's what you always say.
I never said that before.
Well, then where did I hear it?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Think you're doing?
Oh, I'm just practicing for the nail driving contest. It's the highlight of the ball.
And you don't want to go?
No, I...
The winner gets a gold-plated hammer worth $6.98 retail.
And you don't want to go?
No, I don't.
Time me.
Cut that out!
That was very good. You did that in 4 seconds.
Hey, I'm getting better. Well, of course, this ain't a real test. This wood's pretty rotten.
No, it's not rotten.
Are you going to take Darlene to the ball?
Yes, ma'am. Hey, that reminds me. I've got to go over and see her. We got to practice for the two-handed saw contest.
Why don't you practice plowing the field?
Is that one of the events at the ball?
No.
Then why should I practice it?
He's right.
He's not.
I'll see you later.
Em, come back.
Howdy-doody.
Hello there, Ralph.
Are you practicing for the nail-driving contest?
No, I'm not.
You'll never get anywhere with that grip. Here, let me show you.
Will you stop the...
That's very good. You did that in 3 seconds.
That's a snap. This wood is so crummy.
Look, you...
Have you bought your tickets yet for the Carpenter's Ball?
I'm not going to the ball.
Your father was right. He is a big drag.
He wants to stay home and watch TV.
Well, when you get his age, I guess that's about all the excitement you can handle.
Oh, you're a funny carpenter.
You're going to miss a big evening. We're going to have a steak and lobster dinner with champagne and 2 dance bands and $500 in door prizes.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. How much are the tickets?
50 cents each.
50 cents?
A little too rich for your blood, huh?
What blood?
He's not only a drag, he's anemic.
If you two ladies will excuse me...
Well, it looks like I'm not going to go to your ball.
Well, that's a shame.
Who are you going with?
Well, I wouldn't go with anyone but Hanky Kimball.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it would be nice if he'd ask me. Doesn't look like he's going to.
With a man, you never wait for asking. You've got to take the bull by the corn.
Well, I can't ask him.
You don't have to ask. Just drop a couple of hints that you're available.
Well, I would if I could corner him, but he keeps avoiding me.
Well, pick a spot where he can't avoid you.
Hanky!
Huh?
Hanky!
Holy smokes, it's Ralph! Now, I'm trying to keep Ralph out of here.
Hanky!
How'd you get in here?
I was waiting for you in the closet.
Oh, well, that's a good place to wait. Yeah. Why don't you go back and wait till I get here and...
I was going to ask if you want to go to the Carpenter's Ball.
Oh, of course. I never miss that. Well, not never. I did miss one. Or was it two? No, it was, come to think of it, I've never been to one.
How would you like to go this year?
Oh, gee, I'd like to, but I haven't got a date.
Oh. I haven't got a date either.
Then why don't we go stag and see if we can pick up a couple of girls?
If you didn't have such an animal attraction, I'd belt you. Are you going to take me to the dance Saturday night or not?
Saturday night, huh? Oh, just remembered. I'm busy.
Doing what?
Well, I have to sit with my mother. That's her a night to get the bends.
The bends?
Yeah, see, Saturday she goes deep sea diving, and then Saturday night she comes home with the bends.
Hanky.
Oh, say, that reminds me. Boy, I gotta go home and check her air valve. She's been getting bubbles in her headpiece.
Hey, look, I'm starved. What's for lunch?
Why don't you look in the refrigerator and see what's up for grabs?
Oh, now look. What are you doing?
Figuring out how to help Ralph. That poor girl just called. She's got a problem.
Yes, I've seen her.
Oliver. She wants Mr. Kimball to take her to the ball. But he can't, because his mother has bubbles in her head.
Bubbles in her head? She's probably been listening to too many Lawrence Welk records.
Oh, if I could just figure out how to get Mr. Kimball to take Ralph.
Look, take my advice. Don't interfere. If he doesn't want to take her, that's up to him.
Well, he thinks he doesn't want to take her. But after I have a little talk with him, he'll change his mind.
Just what are you going to say to him?
I haven't figured that out yet.
Well, do you mind if I have lunch while you're figuring?
Never could face a crisis. How to get Mr. Kim... I think I've got it. Oh, hello there, Mr. Kimball. I was just going up the pole to call you.
Oh, well, go right ahead. I'll wait.
Well, as long as you are here, I can talk to you without the pole.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could do that.
Well, what I was going to say... Oh, by the way, did you get the bubbles out of your mother's head yet?
Bubbles? Oh, no, that was just a story I told Ralph to get out of taking her to the ball.
Why don't you want to take her? Don't you like her?
Oh, she's not too bad. Well, she's not too good either. Well, she does have some nice, well, they're not really nice. They're, I'll say one thing for her. She's a mess.
Mr. Kimber, that's not a very nice thing to say.
Well, I didn't mean...
If you don't take Ralph to the ball, who are you going to take?
Well, I'm not going. I don't have a date.
Would you go if you did have one?
Oh, sure.
How would you like to take me?
Take you where?
To the ball. What do you say?
Well, it's fine with me, but... What
about what's-his-name?
Oh, don't worry about what's-his-name.
Then it's a date. You can pick me up Saturday night about 8.
I thought you would pick me up.
Where?
Here.
How about what's-his-name?
Oh, he'll be watching TV.
Hey, that's smart. You keep him busy while we're,
Well, you know what I mean, huh?
Then I'll see you Saturday night.
Right.
Well, so long, Lise.
Solve your problem yet?
Yes, Oliver. I'm going to the ball with another man.
Fine.
Don't you want to know who it is?
No, but I have a feeling you'll tell me anyhow.
I am going to the ball with Mr. Kimball.
Mr. Kimball?
Now, I suppose you want to know why I am going with Mr. Kimball.
So you can get him to the ball and then turn him over to Ralph.
Well, you're not as dumb as my father said you were.
Didn't your father ever say anything nice about me?
He did once, but I don't remember what it was.
I still think you should mind your own business.
If I did, I wouldn't be a true Hungarian.
I don't believe it.
Well, I'll tell you it's true.
Well, why would Mrs. Douglas want to go to the ball with Hank Kimball?
Well, that's what I can't understand when I'm available.
Does Mr. Douglas know about it?
I doubt it. He's not too bright.
Well, I just can't believe it.
Well, I guess the marriage is over, but I saw it coming.
Why would they split up?
Well, I guess his being such a big drag had something to do with it.
Hi, Fred. Hi, Sam.
Oh, hello, Henny.
Well, free coffee?
I guess so.
You fellas heard the sad news?
About Hank Kimball and Miss Douglas?
Yep. They're running off together to Acapulco Saturday night.
Oh, that's the silliest thing.
Acapulco, huh? Well, I heard they're just going to the ball together.
That's their cover story. While Mr. Douglas is watching his ecology special, they'll be sipping margaritas on the lovebird flight.
That's nonsense. Mrs. Douglas isn't that kind of a woman.
That's what they said about Cleopatra just before she ran off with Richard Burton.
Cleopatra didn't.
Well, I still can't figure why she picked Hank Kimball.
Well, I've heard he has a certain animal attraction.
Well, I never seen no dogs running after him.
It ain't that kind of attraction. It's the kind that made Toby Wing run off with Wallace Berry.
Oh, for the love of...
My wife had a big thing for Wallace Berry. I wish he'd have took her instead of Toby.
You two better stop spreading this rumor.
It ain't no rumor.
I kind of hate to see the Douglas marriage break up.
Maybe it don't have to. Maybe I can salvage it.
What do you got in mind, Haney?
Sam, I ain't one to let a marriage go down the drain when they might be a few dollars stuffed in the pipe.
Well, hello there, Mr. Haney.
Hello, old chum.
Old chum?
Oh, doggone. You look as woebegone as a catfish in a dried-up mudlark.
What does that...
Is Mrs. Douglas around?
No.
She never is anymore, is she? No wonder you look as sad as a pelican with a mouthful of porcupine.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't think you do either.
Well, I guess the husband is always the last one to find out.
Find out what?
My card.
Haney's Marriage Salvage Service.
For the nominal fee of $200, I will see that your wife don't leave you.
Leave me? My wife isn't going to...
Mr. Douglas, it pains me to tell you that your wife is involved with another man who shall be nameless.
Oh, Mr. Haney.
So from now on, we shall refer to him as Hank Nameless. Or No Name Kimball, if you prefer.
Hank Kimball?
He's the man your wife is enameled with.
That's ridiculous. It's also the wrong word. It's enamored.
Do you know what's happening Saturday night?
Yes, my wife is going to the ball with Hank Kimball.
You swallowed their cover story, huh? You haven't heard about their margarita flight to Acapulco?
Mr. Haney, my wife is...
Tut, tut, now don't blame it all on her. You're no Wallace Berry, you know.
Wallace Berry? Look, Mr. Haney, I'm...
Now, let's not get over-emotionalized. I am here to help you as soon as I get your $200.
I'm not paying you any $200.
Well, I'm sure you'll change your mind when I show you the solution to your problem.
I don't have a...
Oh, Miss Solution.
Miss Solution?
This is Ingrid.
How do you do?
Don't say anything until I get the $200. Ingrid is a Norwegian import.
How do you...
Don't... We smuggled her in with a boatload of kippered herring.
Of all the...
Now, Ingrid will be your date at the ball.
How do you...
Shh. What do you mean, my date?
Don't you see? You walk in there with this ravishing creature on your arm, your wife will get insanely jealous, and she'll come crawling back to you.
Oh, boy.
Now, if you'll just sign this contract...
I'm not going to...
As you can see, it contains an if clause. If things work out between you and Ingrid, and if you decide to get married, there'll be a small finder's fee.
Mr. Haney, you're out of your mind. Now take Miss Kippered Herring and get out of here.
But Mr.
Goodbye!
Come on, Ingrid.
What about the $10 you promised me?
Get on the truck or I'll report you to the immigration department.
Lisa!
What's the matter?
I want to talk to you. Do you know what you've done with your meddling?
No, but I'll look for it if you need it.
Look, will you be serious? Mr. Haney was just here to save our marriage.
From what?
There's a stupid rumor going around that not only are you going to the ball with Mr. Kimball, but he's taking you to Acapulco.
Oh, Mr. Kimball didn't tell me that part.
Lisa, will you please?
That might be fun. I've never been there.
Lisa, everyone thinks you and Mr. Kimball have a romance going.
Where did they get that idea?
Where do the people around here ever get any ideas? They make them up.
If Ralph hears about that, she might misunderstand.
Yeah, she might.
I guess I better go and call her and tell her why I made the date with Mr. Kimball.
Lisa, take my advice. Now drop the whole thing.
Well, if it isn't sexless Harry.
What?
If you were man enough to keep your wife at home, she wouldn't be running around with my boyfriend.
She's not running around with your boyfriend.
Oh, no? Then why are they planning to take the rum and cola flight to Rio de Janeiro?
They're not... Look, my wife is up on the pole trying to phone you right now. Why don't you go out and talk to her? She'll explain.
What kind of a story did you give her to tell me?
I didn't give her any story. This whole thing was a plan.
Oh, I get it. A plan, huh? You're trying to palm your wife off on my boyfriend so you can do your thing with Ingrid.
What thing?
Oh, whatever you do with a kippered herring.
Oh, for...
You must be pretty proud of yourself. You've wrecked four lives. No, three. Yours was already a wreck.
Oh, you...
There wasn't any answer at Ralph's.
She was just here.
Well, why didn't you call me?
I didn't get a chance. All she did was bawl me out.
What did you do to her?
I didn't do anything.
But did you explain the misunderstanding?
She wouldn't listen. She accused me of planning the whole thing, wrecking everybody's life.
That's what you get for sticking out your big nose.
Me? You're the one who started this whole mess.
No, it was you. If you would have agreed to take me to the ball instead of watching TV, I wouldn't have made that date with Mr. Kimball.
You shouldn't have made the date. The town's built the whole thing up into a big scandal. You're running around together, going to the ball. He's flying to Rio de Janeiro with you.
Oh? He changed his mind about Acapulco?
Oh, Lisa.
I better call Mr. Kimball and straighten him out.
Just drop it.
No. As my father, the king, always said, never leave your friends up the creek without a paddle, because you may meet them coming down again.
Oh, hello, Mr.
Don't hello me. I just come over to punch in the nose.
What's your problem?
I'll tell you my problem. It's my mother's problem. My problem is,
Mr. Kimball, why don't you go talk to my wife? She's trying to...
That's my problem, your wife. Did you know she's running around with me?
I've heard.
Well, so did my boss. And when he found out I was running around with a married woman, well, he was very put out. No, he wasn't put out. I was. He fired me.
He fired you?
Yeah, and it's all your fault. If you kept your wife happy, she wouldn't go chasing after me.
She's not chasing after you.
Then how come she's planning to take me to Paris on a champagne flight?
I don't believe this.
Well, your little scheme worked.
What scheme?
Yeah, well, to keep your wife busy while you're playing footsie with Ingrid, huh? The pickle herring girl.
I am not playing footsie with her.
Oh? What are you playing?
Goodbye, Mr. Kimball.
Goodbye.
Mr. Kimball wasn't home either.
If you'd just hang around here, you'd meet everybody. Mr. Kimball was just here.
What did he want?
He wanted to punch me in the nose.
Now what did you do?
You did it. Mr. Kimball was just fired because of this whole mess.
Oh, that's terrible. I better call his boss and straighten it out.
No, you don't. You've done enough straightening out. You've got everybody thinking there's something going on between you and Kimball, between me and Ingrid. Everybody's...
Hold it. Let's back up to you and Ingrid. Who is she?
Well, she's,
So that's why you wanted to push me on Mr. Kimball, so that you and Ingrid could...
Oh, forget Ingrid.
You don't seem to be able to forget it. You keep mentioning her name.
Lisa, there's only one way to stop these rumors.
I'm glad you decided to take me to the ball.
I had no other choice. When people see us together, they'll stop talking about our marriage going on the rocks. You ready?
In a minute. Oh, by the way, where are we going to go after the ball?
We are coming home.
I had a better deal with Mr. Kimball. He was going to fly me to Acapulco.
Let's go. Oh,
you forgot your hammer for the nail driving contest.
Come on.
You're not going to be much fun at the party.
I'm not going there to have fun. I'm going...
It's so nice to see you together again.
Yeah. Well, we talked it over, Mr. Douglas, and we decided to play it your way.
My way?
The four of us will double date.
Double date?
Well, let's go. Come on, Lise.
Hey, come back here. She's going with me.
You don't need her. I'm your date, sweetie.
I'm not taking you to the ball.
Well, if you'd rather we stay home and watch TV.
We're going to the ball.
Oliver, when are you coming to bed?
In a minute.
Oh, wasn't it a fun party?
Oh, all right. I don't know how I let you talk me into entering that stupid nail-driving contest.
Well, I told you should have practiced. Does it hurt?
Of course it hurts.
Well, come to bed. It'll feel better.
Could we forget the whole thing? It was a shambles.
It wasn't a complete shambles. You did come in third in the beauty contest.
I didn't enter the beauty contest. I was just walking by to get you a drink of water. Somebody pinned a ribbon on me.
You could have won it if you had been nicer to the judges.
Lisa, I'd like to go to sleep.
One last thing. What went on between you and Ingrid?
I told you nothing.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
And you won't ever think of her again?
No. Now, good night.
Good night.
Lisa.
What?
Do we have any kippered herring in the house?
Thank you.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.